Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Hope you are doing well. We have a busy Monday with the Kings and the Bulls. Sacramento now sixth in the West and a game tonight. And we've been down this road before, haven't we? Where there's just no excuses. You better beat this Chicago Bulls team. You know, I look at the standings and they're, you know, not terrible. But right now they have a ton of injuries. They're 28 and 32. All right. Listen, without Devin Booker on the Phoenix Suns from anywhere from a week to 2 weeks, depending on what report you believe, the Kings now should be able to really get some momentum because they have a two-game lead in the loss column over Dallas, a one-game lead in the loss column over Phoenix, and you need to be able to build on that. So let's see what happens, right? Let's see what happens. All right, how are you? Everybody doing well? Very happy to have you here. And if you want to come on, just hit the QR code up above my shoulder over here, opposite Grant, and you can call me up on the show. All right. Cody, getting us started. Yeah. Say goodbye to Russell Wilson. What a failure that was in Denver, huh? Wow. Man. Yeah, the Broncos have notified Russell Wilson that he will not be part of the future going forward, as they're going to save some money. All right. Absolutely. Grant, if healthy, what seed do you think both the Warriors and Kings will be? How far will each team go in the playoffs? Well, it's not a matter of whether they're healthy. It's also a matter of who else is healthy. Who else is healthy? Think about this. The Phoenix Suns lose Devin Booker. Okay. And without Devin Booker, they're not going to win a lot of games. So that's a big help. All right. Now you have Dallas, who you still have to play twice, coming up in Sacramento. And to answer your question, I don't think the Kings will win a first round playoff series. If the Warriors get in as a top eight, I would give them a better chance to win in the first round than Sacramento because of their championship pedigree. And because they have Steph Curry, all right? Because they have Steph Curry. Cody says, how about the Warriors and the Celtics? It's just one of those things. It's going to happen from time to time. It's a bad time for the Warriors to have it happen on that stage against the top team. Boston's really good, aren't they? Man, they're really good. Greetings from Mongolia. Wow. Hello to Mongolia. What time is it there? All right. Sea Dog says that Boston has solidified themselves as the best team in the NBA. I think it will continue into the playoffs. I agree. And I would also say that with Drew Holiday, that's their missing piece. You know, I know they lost Marcus Smart, but they got better with Drew Holiday. That's just the reality of the situation. Kings will probably be a sixth or a seventh seed, and it depends if Fox is healthy. I would agree with you. That's exactly with the injury to Devin Booker. Now I had the Kings as a seventh or eighth seed, but I'm with you. I think now I'm with you. All right. I really do. I think it's going to be right down to that last part of the schedule that I went over with Ryan and Jerry the other day. I mean, it's a brutal schedule. Let me read this again for you. just to give you a little. And again, can things change because of injuries? Yeah, of course. Of course, things can change. But let's just start with, I'm going to start with a game coming up later this month at Orlando, okay? Because Orlando's pretty good. So here are the remaining games from March 23rd on. So we're only talking a little more than 2 weeks, okay? At Orlando, one day off, come home and play Philadelphia after being on the road for 6 days. Then back-to-back home games with Dallas with a few days off in between. Utah, the Clippers. Then how about this road trip? And you never know with the Knicks because you don't know who's going to be out and who's playing. But if they're healthy, they're good. At the Knicks, next night at Boston. At Brooklyn, who all of a sudden is playing much better. At Oklahoma City. Home New Orleans. Home Phoenix. Home Portland. So other than the Utah game and the Portland game, those are all very difficult games. All right. Just the way it is. Matthew says the media is sure making a big deal out of the players only meeting. Members of the media who understand professional sports shouldn't be making a big deal out of it. Just the way it is. It's really not that big of a deal. It really isn't. Riley Rue. Caleb Williams buyers, beware. If I'm a GM, I'm passing on Williams. So am I. I did a rant on this the other day. I am too. Hey, by the way, I want to let everyone know that coming up on this show on Wednesday, 48 hours from right now, I'm going to be talking live with Scott Pollard from Nashville, Tennessee. So make sure you enjoy me. Live conversation with Scott Pollard Wednesday. Okay? 5 o'clock. Don't miss it. 5 o'clock, Scott Pollard right here on If You Don't Like That. All right, don't forget, pregame show coming up tonight at 6:30. And then Jerry Reynolds will join us at halftime. And then the post-game show. All right. Who or when are your shirts and mugs going to be available again? I want that shirt. It's awesome. I'm a huge fan of yours, Grant. Huge fan. I'm going to update you on some new merch coming out. We'll do that later tonight with Rhino. All right. We'll let him announce that. All right. Yeah. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. 5 o'clock, Scott Pollard on Wednesday. Really looking forward to that. All right, keep your questions coming. I really appreciate you all. You all are awesome. Do you think, I mean, are you, has the Minnesota game changed? It shouldn't. One game shouldn't change your viewpoint. But with Devin Booker's injury now, are you feeling more confident about the Kings being a sixth seed instead of a seventh or an eighth? How do you feel about that? I'm just curious if that has kind of picked up your, I don't want to say interest because you have a lot of interest, but your confidence in the team. Just wondering. Hey, I want to welcome back Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital in Auburn. All right. It's awesome. They are a full service veterinary medicine, dentistry, surgery, and wellness care. And they're dedicated to urgent care. So, hey, when your pet needs to be seen, they are available. And they're advanced in internal medicine, CAT scans, ultrasound. I mean, they do it all. They do surgical care from spay, neuter packages. They do advanced orthopedic procedures. And here's the deal. They have the most modern technology from CO2 laser surgery, therapeutic laser treatments, to head and full body CT screening. And here's something else that you can rest assured of, all right? They are very proud of their pain management protocols, which maximizes faster recovery for their surgical and dental patients. Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital in Auburn. So happy to have them back here on If You Don't Like That. All right, keep the questions coming right here. And don't forget, pregame show with Ryan and Sacktown coming your way at 6:30. QR code, QR code. So good thing I don't have to talk for a living. QR code right there, up here. Boom. Yeah. If you want to call, there you have it. All right. Let's get to some more. I believe the Kings are so bad at free throws because they're thinking about how bad of an owner Vivek is instead of focusing on the rim. What's it like to be a moron? Why don't you send me a message, okay, and let everyone on the stream know what a moron you are. I am not confident until the season is over. We have proven we can lose to the worst and beat the best. It's been such a bizarre season, to be honest. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about Chris Mortensen. First of all, if I 2 weeks ago ran into Mort, he wouldn't have remembered me. So I'm going to be fully transparent. In the fall of 1998, I had the pleasure of being in the presence of Chris Mortensen 3 weekends every month from August, September, October, November, December, and January. Interviewed him a number of times on radio. I got to know John Clayton very well. John was a regular guest on my radio show in Sacramento and on the Jim Rome show. And I would just say one thing about Mort. Everyone loved him. Everyone loved John Clayton. And we lost John way too soon. You could just tell when I was at the ESPN campus, the love that and respect that people had for Mort. And I will just say that being around Chris Mortensen on weekends, and he only came in to do the radio. John Clayton actually did shows with us. And so I was with John, and John used to hang out with us and watch football with us. So I got to know John very well. And we used to socialize after the shows with John. Mort was on the TV side. So the only time Mort came over to the radio side was when he actually joined us. So I didn't have a lot of interaction with Mort. But the one thing that was very apparent with the Tony Brunos and the Chuck Wilsons and the Joe D'Ambrosio, you know, the fixtures of ESPN radio during that time was the respect that they had for Chris Mortensen. And I saw the tribute that they did online to Mort. It was something else. Yeah, he was great. And whenever we used to get him in the studio on Sunday night after all the games were over, because our show went until 1 a.m, you knew that it was great. You know, we used to get the most excited when Chris Berman would come over and when Chris Mortensen would come over and do hits with us on the radio, you know? This is funny. My age is showing, Grant. None of us have heard of these people. I know. I don't know what to tell you. I know. But you know what? With age comes a wealth of knowledge. So there you have it, you know? See, Dog, when you think about how many fixtures ESPN has lost, beginning with Tom Mees, who drowned in a swimming pool accident. He was one of the real founders with Chris Berman of ESPN, but Stuart Scott, John Clayton, Chris Mortensen, and I know I'm missing another person, and I'm sorry for doing that. But, you know, again, I had a really good chance, and it was such a great opportunity for me to be over there in Bristol, Connecticut, 3 weekends every month, all right? And I will just say that it was one of the highlights of my broadcasting career, all right? It was one of the real highlights of my career, being at ESPN. Never met Keith Olbermann. Someone says Keith Olbermann. Never met Keith. And I'm actually glad I never did meet Keith. I'm not a fan of his. So, but I never did meet Keith. I never met Dan Patrick either. Chris Berman, yes. Berman was great. Chris was great. Great guy, you know? Am I naturally a confident person? Yes, I am very confident. All right? Absolutely. Keep your questions coming. All right. Did not meet Woj. Woj was not at ESPN when I was there. My paths have crossed with Woj. I mean, he knows who I am. I don't think I've ever talked to Woj, you know? Riley says, so tired of some of these media clowns like Coward, Stephen A., Skip, Clueless. It's really unbelievable what's happened to our industry, you know? Just have it, you know? Yeah, I used to talk to Tom Jackson a lot, and Tom used to come over and do radio hits with us almost every Sunday. Phenomenal man, Tom Jackson, you know? Phenomenal. What do you think of starting Monk for a game? I don't see it. He would have already started by now. So if Fox can't play, I don't see that happening. I mean, he's too good coming off the bench, and I don't see it happening. I really don't. I understand a lot of people. Ryan has brought that up too. And I don't listen, I'd be okay if it were to happen. I really would. But I mean, I just, it's pretty apparent that here we are in the month of March and we haven't seen it yet. So why would I think that all of a sudden Coach Brown is going to start Malik Monk? You know, I just don't. All right. Sea Dog says, I keep hearing things about the A's having more problems. Is there still a chance they can stay? Yeah, until they're in Vegas, there's always a chance. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about ZBiotics. Let's face it, after a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And again, I was a bit on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then I was at a birthday party. My buddy and his wife had rented out a restaurant, and I had a couple of drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot tonight. And you know what, folks? Believe me, it is the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's so much going on, right? Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is back with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, go to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code Grant at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cody said, did I know Michael Urban from KNBR and 95.7 who passed away? Loved his weekend baseball shows. I did not. You know? I did not. Michael Urban. I don't know. You know? Do not. All right, keep the questions coming. Also, want to welcome back Fosters and Paws to If You Don't Like That, a group of passionate animal advocates. They work hard to save lives, and they understand that rescue is hard, and these animals are, you know, they're often abandoned by humans, and they focus primarily on those vulnerable dogs in shelters. They pull a lot of pregnant moms, nursing moms, bottle puppies. They, you know, have dogs with medical needs and dogs in danger of being euthanized. And, you know, they look at every family and every animal as individuals, and they do a phenomenal job with young people, all right? And teaching them how to treat animals with respect, with lifelong benefits. They're looking for adopters, donors, and fosters. Hey, to learn more, just go to that website you see on your screen, fostersandpaws.org/adopt. And again, so happy to have them back here on If You Don't Like That. Don't forget, pregame show with Ryan at Sacktown coming your way at 6:30 tonight. Then Jerry Reynolds at halftime, and then we will have the postgame show. Will the A's play at the Rivercats Park this summer? No, they will not. No, they will not. Could that happen in the future while a new stadium is being built wherever it may be? It's possible. All right. It is possible. Somebody says Monk is the only one who can go off for 40 aside from Fox and Domas. It's hard to say how he would do starting. He is phenomenal off the bench, but he's super productive and a good spirit, period. He's on the floor at the end of all the games, is he not? Right? He's on the floor at the end of games. Isn't that the most important thing? I think we make too much out of who starts, you know? Thoughts on the 49ers, new DC, and hiring Staley. Listen, if you have that personnel to work with, and again, we don't know what's going to happen in free agency and the salary cap, you should have one of the top defenses in the National Football League. I thought their defense was outstanding in the first three quarters of the Super Bowl. I thought the defense was horrible in the playoff wins over Green Bay and Detroit. That was not the defense I watched. You know what? I'll tell you when I thought the defense got exposed is in the Baltimore game. And I thought that from the Baltimore game on, that defense was not the same. That defense was not the same. Plain and simple, you know? I know it's way too early, but do you think Domantas Sabonis could be a Hall of Fame player? 100% he could be a Hall of Fame player. Great question. All right. Who is the best co-host I ever worked with? It's a great question. Mike Lamb was my favorite and probably my best co-host that I ever worked with. So I didn't have a lot of co-hosts. You got to remember. I mean, I really didn't. I did shows by myself most of my career. And, you know, when you have a co-host, it has to be the right fit. So I like doing the show by myself, but if I had the right co-host like Mike, I love doing the shows with Mike because we were very good friends. And I think in order to have a successful show with somebody else, you have to be friends with them. Like you really have to have that genuine friendship. And I know not everyone would say that. Mike and the Mad Dog, Mike Francesa and Chris had a very contentious friendship with a lot of blow-ups, but they also had immense respect for one another. So, you know, I'd have to say Mike Lamb. But again, I didn't have a lot of co-hosts. You know, I did the shows by myself most of the 26 years in Sacramento. And then my two favorite broadcast partners, Jerry Reynolds and Derek Dickey. I mean, Derek Dickey is and was, because he passed away at too early of an age. Derek at the time was one of my closest friends. Not only was he my broadcast partner, but we used to go out and golf all the time, both on the road and in Sacramento. And when Derek suffered his stroke, that's how I started my golf tournament, by the way. I started my golf tournament back in the mid-90s for stroke awareness on behalf of Derek. And then Derek, a few years later, passed away. And that was one of the saddest things that I had ever seen in my life. And I really mean that. To see a healthy man, you know, if you were a fan of the Warriors in the 70s, he won a championship with Rick Barry. You know, he had the afro. But Derek made a very profound impact on my life. And when he had his stroke in Chicago, I was very good friends with Neil Funk. He was working at Bulls games back then with Neil Funk. and Neil and I used to speak on a fairly regular basis. And he was telling me, you know, how bad of a shape that Derek was in. And we were in Washington one day, and we had an off day in D.C. And I remember flying to Chicago to visit Derek. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I was in the room with Derek 10 minutes. And his fiance, soon to be wife, Sally. And I'll never forget being in that hospital room and looking at this man that was such a just a model of fitness, and his diet, strong, looking so frail, and that was a really, really, really hard day for me. And I'm not kidding you, I was there maybe in the hospital from the time I walked in to the time I left, 15 minutes. And I literally remember getting back in a taxi and going back to O'Hare. And I was so sad after that. And then Derek was transported to there where he and Sally lived in Sacramento. And I used to take Derek. Derek is one of the most strong-willed, determined people I've ever been around. And that's what I learned the most about Derek. He taught me about being strong-willed. He taught me about don't give up. You know, he gave me that perseverance. And Derek is a big guy. And I used to drive over to his house and help him get into my car and take him to the driving range. And he didn't have a lot of strength when I first started doing this. And we would go to the driving range. I'm not exaggerating. He would try to hit the ball with one arm because he was paralyzed on one side of his body. And I'm not kidding you. The first day we went, he could only hit three balls. And he said, I'm really tired. I said, no problem. We took him back to the car. I drove him home. And by the time we got to where he could build up his strength, he would hit 20 to 25 balls. And then he would get tired. And I would take him back home and hang out with him. If you want to learn more about Derek Dickey, I mean, just Google him. Part of that Warriors championship team. Everyone loved Derek. Like, Derek's the type of guy that you know, I don't ever recall anyone not liking Derek. Derek Dickey was loved by everyone. And if you were around Derek Dickey and you did not like Derek Dickey, that would be like being around Jerry Reynolds and not liking Jerry. All right? Then something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. All right. Keep the questions coming. And we appreciate that. I can't see all the messages. All right? But if you're too cutesy and you're going overboard, I'm going to block you. So just know that, okay? All right? You know, this is, you know, it's not what this platform's for. If you want to go that way, you can, but I'm going to block you from the stream, just so you know. And that's up to you, all right? It's up to you. All right, again, don't forget, Ryan in Sacktown coming your way at 6:30 with the pregame show, Jerry Reynolds at halftime and the postgame show. And on Wednesday, 5 o'clock, right here. All right, right here, Scott Pollard will be joining me live. De'Aaron Fox available with no minutes restrictions tonight. Great news. Great news. All right. John says, never give up. Grant, you should talk for a living. I've thought about getting into broadcasting, John. I've thought about it. I might have to go to a broadcasting school, John. A couple weeks, a couple of months. Roll up my sleeves to my freaking neck. Yeah, I might do that, John. Thank you for that tip, John. I really appreciate it, man. I appreciate that. I should talk for a living. Be great. All right, again, don't forget, pregame show coming up in about 30 minutes. Scott Pollard right here on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Pass the word out, would you please? All right? I would love to have a lot of people here watching that interview with Scott. I visited Scott the morning after he had his heart transplant, and he's making amazing progress, but he has to stay in the Nashville area for about 6 weeks because he has to go to the hospital on a fairly regular basis. But I'll let him tell you what's going on, and we'll talk about donors and everything else. That's Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So really pass the word on, would you please? It would mean a lot to me to have a lot of people join us. All right. I'm going to say so long. Ryan and Sacktown coming up in 1 hour. And then I'll be back at halftime and the postgame show with the Kings and the Bulls, De'Aaron Fox, back on the court. Make it a good one, everyone. We'll talk to you soon right here on If You Don't Like That. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.